It's Wednesday, March 17th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. When lawmakers sound like customers, how easy is it to hack SMS, and data and analytics go mainstream. This is the business of tech. So here's an interesting one from Politico. Lawmakers are asking some questions about Microsoft's approach to logging in the wake of the SolarWinds breaches. As hackers moved into Microsoft's cloud by impersonating users, they bypassed defenses. And the way to find that is examining logs of user behavior. This is a feature that Microsoft charges additional for. Here are some quotes. It's kind of like buying a car and hearing, "Oh, you want airbags with that and brakes? Well, that's going to be an upcharge," said Representative Jim Langevin, Democrat of Rhode Island. House Homeland Security Chair Benny Thompson, Democrat, Mississippi. As far as we know, Boeing doesn't charge extra for the black box. Representative Lucille Roybal-Allard of California, who chairs the House Appropriations Homeland Security Subcommittee, raised the issue during a March 10th hearing with CISA leaders, saying it was concerning that CISA planned to spend a significant portion of the $650 million that it's getting from the COVID-19 relief bill on upgrading Microsoft licenses. Bloomberg picked up on the same issue with another quote. If the only solution to a major breach in which hackers exploited a design flaw long ignored by Microsoft is to give Microsoft more money, the government needs to reevaluate its dependence on Microsoft, said Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, a leading Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Now, why do we care? What struck me about this was how this just sounds like speaking to customers as IT providers. I can hear the echoes of customer complaints in every statement. You mean I have to pay more for it to be secure? CRN has an interview with CrowdStrike's CEO who says there's a crisis of trust in the Microsoft customer base. I think he's wrong. I think it's a crisis of trust in technology. Let's think about the rush on selling cybersecurity. It's right there. We're all rushing to sell cybersecurity, meaning we implicitly saying we didn't deliver it before. So coming back and asking for more money to plug holes is implicitly dangerous. And in the SMB, the danger lives for the services provider, not for the software vendor. Think about your managed services bundles. Are you not including security in everything? If you have any options at all to opt out, you are absolutely opening yourself up to this line of reasoning. And vendors, are you not aware of this perception? Microsoft is the easy target here, but I'm sure I could play the same with a lot of software vendors. If you're not including the items to keep a customer secure, you're opening yourself up to this line of questioning. And now the US government is asking the question, too. While I'm on the security beat today, Vice is highlighting how easy it is to hijack SMS messages. Using a service by company Sicari, which sells SMS marketing and mass messaging, hackers reroute text without a SIM swap, all without the victim even noticing. From there, you can easily move on to hijacking accounts just by asking. Most companies are not verifying the letters of authorization that sets this attack up. Now, why do we care? Any security guru will tell you 2FA is better when it's physical key or using an authenticator over an SMS. That SMS is this insecure is frightening. I'll ask about a hole in the market. Is there a way to check automatically for customers that this is set up right? As I look at the cloud management space and the idea of scanning for configuration changes, can you scan for this? Can you stay vigilant across accounts to ensure it's all set up right? Somebody let me know. A bit more Gartner insight today. Their new top 10 trends in data and analytics 2021 report is out. Data and analytics will morph into a core business function this year. Analysts view it as a shared business asset connected to business results and will break down those data silos. Now, why do we care? What kind of report can make me smile? Let's rephrase it. This technology will actually become part of the business rather than something off to the side. We should be a little self-aware sometimes, myself included, about speaking in babble. This should be viewed as a success. but technology is just a business function, it's mainstream. We've been at this discussion long enough around data and analytics. Now customers expect it. That's good, and a higher bar for some. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I really do mean it. I'm looking for that kind of solution on 2FA. If you've got ideas, hit me up, Dave at mspradio.com. Talk to you soon.